the office of the county executive.
Morning.
Oh, no. Sorry, presented by Tyler, actually. My apologies. Or Pete Carlson.
Are you gonna start with the hot? Good morning, everyone. Happy to be here on behalf of the county executive's office, county executive colleagues. I could not make it here today, but we wanted to make sure that we were able to celebrate. And I have an executive proclamation here that I want to read, just for your recognition. So, executive proclamation for Milwaukee County. Whereas for over 20 years, Pete Carlson has been a strong proponent for public health through his work with Advocate Aurora Health and his role on the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board. Whereas in 2001, Carlson was named executive director of the Milwaukee Psychiatric Hospital, where he led the organization with major expansion and renovation of its 30-acre campus and creation of innovative programs to address substance abuse. And whereas through Pete's visionary leadership, Advocate Aurora became a leading contributor to the development of Milwaukee County Mental Health Emergency Center, a national model for emergency crisis care that's patient-centered, recovery-oriented, and culturally informed. And whereas in 2014, Governor Walker appointed Carlson to serve as a founding member of the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board, overseeing behavioral health services, where he was elected by his peers to serve as vice chairperson during the formative time of his launch. And whereas the Mental Health Board and DHS staff extend gratitude to Mr. Carlson for his commitment to improving the lives of Milwaukee County residents and for his role in the transformation of DHS services from an institution-based model of care to a community-based network of providers. Now, therefore, I, David Crowley, County Executive of Milwaukee County, on June 20th, 2024, do hereby acknowledge and commend Pete Carlson for his many contributions to Milwaukee County and its residents and the health and wellness of our community. Maybe I'll make just a couple of comments. Thank you very much. It's really appreciate being recognized. And I've only been gone for a year. It's nice to be remembered. I retired very quietly, and I'm actually loving it. Would like to say, though, that how much I appreciate, you know, Mary and John and Kathy and those of you that have been on the board and continue to carry on the good work. I mean, this is crucial stuff. I mean, everybody knows that. And, you know, after having done it for 30 years, I'm going to step away for a while, and, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll be back at some point again. But at this point, retirement's got a pretty good hold on me. So. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, we also have a citation for Barbara Becker. This is from the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board. Whereas the members of the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board, together with the leadership staff of Behavioral Health Services, wish to celebrate the accomplishments of Barbara Becker, and whereas Barbara Becker earned the appreciation and respect of many collaborators and stakeholders of the disability community over her 15-year tenure as a director of external advocacy for Disability Rights Wisconsin, and whereas Barbara Becker worked tirelessly as a leader of the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force to create a forum for people to address concerns with mental health services and thereby improve the lives of countless families within Milwaukee County. And whereas Barbara served as a champion for people with behavioral health challenges to improve their rights and overall status across Wisconsin, and her work as co-leader of the Wisconsin Council on Mental Health Legislative Policy Committee and the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition. And whereas Barbara played an influential role in helping to reduce the stigma surrounding mental illness by bringing light personal experience to honor our shared humanity, and be it resolved that the members of Milwaukee County Mental Health Board, on the motion of Catherine Latani, Richard Cantor, Shirley Drake, Kathy Irons, Rachel Foreman, Denise Leverage, John Lerner, Mary Bauer, Amy Brady Myers, Mel Rainey, Kayla Lamel Smith, and Chairwoman Mary Neubauer, you wherewith commend Barbara Becker for her passionate service to the disability community. Thank her for her contributions on behalf of the citizens of Milwaukee County and wish her much happiness in her retirement. Mary Neubauer, Chairwoman, Milwaukee County Mental Health Board, June 20th, 2024.
Mary and members of the Mental Health Board and BHD staff, or BHS, for this lovely recognition, and even more so, thank you for all of your hard work and partnership. You know, in my 15 years at Disability Rights Wisconsin, I had the opportunity to work closely together with so many of you, and I just wanted to share a couple of really quick highlights of some of the accomplishments that I feel especially proud of. The work that Milwaukee County has done with development of a peer support workforce, and particularly with developing our own peer run respite when we didn't initially have funding from the state. I'm even happier that now that is funded by the state, knowing the budget challenges here, and hope it will continue to be, but a really exemplary program. The largest CCS program in the state, with the Recovery Advisory Committee that is truly led by people with lived experience. So it took a while to get there, but great work. The focus on supporting CSP and CCS participants with access to housing, with housing specialists. That was an area where we saw concerns. We brought it to you and you responded, and it's been very successful. So thank you for being so responsive. The closure of Hilltop and Rehab Central, large institutional settings where people were pretty much stuck for years without a hope of moving to the community. The work that was done together to develop community settings was exemplary as well. Some of the areas where there are continuing challenges, not enough housing and community supported settings. And I hear there might be a proposal coming from Mike to look at some alternatives to the current group home model, so eager to learn more about that. And then finally, the challenges on the inpatient front. When I looked over the packet for today, I was really shocked to see that 118 adults from Milwaukee County were at Winnebago during 2023 in Dr. Schneider's report to the Quality Committee. And you know, some of those individuals may have been there previously because of treatment competency or other reasons that they wouldn't have served in Milwaukee. But I think a high percentage of them were there because they couldn't get the inpatient support they needed. That's not why we closed the mental health complex. That wasn't the vision. So that's, you know, I'm sure a charge that is high on your agenda. And I hope that that will be something that with the public-private partnership that has been put in place, that you'll be able to overcome those challenges. So thank you again for this recognition, and special thanks to Mary, who's been such a great leader and friend over the years. You are an amazing woman. Wherever you are, I don't quite see. Oh, there. Keep moving around. All right. Thank you, everyone, and good luck with the important work.